Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Today's cattle futures were higher on the front end, especially the further out spring months weren't as fortunate down slightly, but the August feeders at 145 even up 32 points. That was a new high again for this move for the second day in a row. The last time we were at these levels were the beginning of March for the August feeder cattle. There is a gap from February 21st at 149.20. So today's close is $4.20 away from that gap. And the momentum seems to be there. The sell barns seem to be doing just fine cash-wise. So the thing's kind of coming together here and staging a pretty good rally. The live cattle were also higher, 22 to 30 cents higher. They're hopeful for some $1 or higher live cattle cash trade. I heard today that, you know, last week we talked 97 to a dollar, but then the guy today told me that he was only bid 96. So it's interesting to hear different perspectives on the cash trade, but some people are hopeful that that'll perk up again this week. We're at 103.05 in August, and now that we're in August, those two will begin to converge in the coming weeks. But that's indicating that there is a possibility of slightly higher cash. Today's box beef at midday was $203.95 on choice up 69 cents. Select was up 4 at $189.93. Today's kill was $113,000, which is sort of disappointing.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Today's grain futures were higher for corn and beans, despite the ideas that the crop condition report will be 72% both for corn and soybeans, the same as last week. So there's really no material change in the crop conditions at this point. But the market was kind of hopeful here that the exports that we've seen over the last few weeks will continue in the coming weeks. The second half of this year needs to be higher for the demand from China. Because the first half, it was a little bit disappointing up until the last few weeks. Also playing a major role is the U.S. dollar index has come down. It's about 93 right now in the September U.S. dollar, 93.50, actually up 18 today. But that lower dollar really helps the U.S. Goods sell overseas in our export market. So there's hope with the lower dollar that we will be competitive with other world exporters, specifically South America. Today's stock market is up 250 in the Dow. The S&P is up 28.5. Bonds are down 13 points, which indicates maybe a little bit higher interest rates. Crude oil currently is up about 60 cents at 40.86. And a big mover today is the natural gas. It's up almost 30 cents right now at 209.6. So that natural gas market rallying due to a little bit of a supply shortage. And next week we're going to get some hotter weather and higher cooling demand.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.